You are listening to the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome to this week's episode of Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama, and thank you for listening. Today, I'm excited to be joined by one of our North Alabama ambassadors, Miranda Watson, who is also the founder of Girls Who Hike Group. Miranda, thank you for joining me.
It's good to be here, Malia. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so excited to chat with you about Cherokee Rock Village. And this is one of those episodes where I wish our listeners could see what we're talking about, because the view from Cherokee Rock Village, the top, is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. It's breathtaking. Yeah. So to get us started, Miranda, will you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you became interested in hiking?
Sure, Malia. Thank you for asking. So I grew up in the area where Cherokee Rock Village is located, a little town called Sandrock, Alabama. And we grew up in the outdoors, camping and fishing and bows and arrows, all that fun stuff. But I didn't really get into hiking until I was an adult. Back when my boys were little, and back around 2006, I had a car accident, and it left me with some injuries. And after the car accident, it was kind of a time for me to just need a little bit of, you know, extra time to myself, a little bit of anxiety and depression, you know, that goes along with life events like that. And a friend was a geocacher, and she took my boys and my husband and I, along with her family, out to a hike at Lake Gunnersville State Park. And we geocached a little bit. And after I was done, it just left me with a sense of peace and calm, and I was tired, but it was very fulfilling. So I just started walking, and one of my injuries during my car accident was an injury to my foot, but I found that being able to walk and get out and just that peace and quiet and time to reflect helped my mental health as well as my physical health. So I've been doing it ever since.
Wow, that is quite a story. And I'm so glad you mentioned that about, you know, like your mental health. Hiking is so good for not just your physical health, but your mental health. Because I know, you know, back during 2020, I got out and walked a whole lot more. And it's really good. Like, it's hard to explain to people who haven't done it, but it's so good for your mind just to move and be outdoors in the fresh air. So glad you added that part.
It is. And we've seen an influx in Girls Who Hike Alabama members and people, women coming out on our hikes because of 2020. A lot of teachers, a lot of nurses, you know, a lot of people who are moms who've been cooped up with their kids, just ready to get out. So, yes.
Yes. Just please, just let us go outside for a little bit.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. Well, we're going to talk about the Girls Who Hike group here in just a second, but can you tell us the history behind Cherokee Rock Village?
So Cherokee Rock Village has been around, of course, a long time. The Cherokee Rock Village was home to Native Americans in this area from around 8,000 BC until the removal of the Cherokee. Around 1838 was when they kind of left the area. So, you know, it's got a really deep history with, we had Cherokee and Creek Indians in our area, but it was also believed to be a religious and ceremonial site for them. But actually, Cherokee Rock Village, back in about 1980s, was when it was transferred the title to the land to the Cherokee County Commission. But it's basically now owned by the Cherokee County Commission, and it's run by the Cherokee County Park Board.
Okay. I had no idea about the history with the Native Americans and the Cherokee Indians. And because we did an Oakville episode, and we talked to Anna Mulliken at the Oakville Indian Mound Park. And so she was telling us all about the history out there. So that's so cool that it's just vast, you know.
Yes. There's about 200 acres of sandstone boulders there too. So it's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell us what we could expect to see and do at Cherokee Rock Village.
Okay. So like I said, there are about 200 acres of sandstone boulders that reach, some of them reach as high as 200 feet. A lot of people come there to climb. There's hiking trails that are good for just regular hiking, horse riding, mountain biking trails. Also, we are on the Alabama Birding Trail. Cherokee Rock Village is on the Alabama Birding Trail. And so it's good for bird watching as well. There's actually a sign up there at one of the look-offs to show you what you can see to help you with your bird ID. There's also 15 RV dry campsites, and we have 100 primitive camping sites. So camping is a big deal up there at Cherokee Rock Village with the beautiful views that you can see of Wise Lake. A lot of people will just drive up for the sunset. Some people will come for, you know, a picnic. There's a pavilion for weddings and reunions. There is a new observation deck, too, that you can see the beautiful sunrise and sunset up there. And it's been used for weddings as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's on my list of things to do, is to see a sunset at Cherokee Rock Village. Maybe not a sunrise because I'm not really a morning person, but a sunset I'm down for.
Yes.
Yeah, some of the pictures that some of our ambassadors have taken, I mean, wow, is amazing. So beautiful.
Yes, it is beautiful.
Yeah. So have you done any rock climbing at and rappelling at Cherokee Rock Village?
So I am not a rock climber or a rappeller, but there's a lot of people who do.
Yeah.
We have the Southeastern Climbers Coalition who comes up to do, they do rock climbing there, as well as restoration and conservation work with us too, and community service. So there's a lot of rock climbers up there, and that's actually kind of where we got our fame. Sometimes when you look up Cherokee Rock Village, sometimes people just call it Sand Rock. Sometimes that's two words and sometimes it's one, but that's where most of our popularity is from. It's from bouldering or rock climbing, but no, I'm not a rock climber.
And a fun fact, that movie Failure to Launch that was released back in the 90s, I can't remember exactly which year, but Matthew McConaughey and Sarah Jessica Parker did a rock climbing scene there. And so that's kind of a little fun fact that not everybody knows that. So that's how well known it is for rock climbing, that it caught the attention of Hollywood there.
Yes. And it was in 2006 is when that came out. And I actually got to meet Matthew McConaughey during that time.
Oh, yes. So jealous.
He's very handsome.
That is so awesome. So tell us then, what is your favorite part at Cherokee Rock Village?
So my favorite part of Cherokee Rock Village, I like to hike the Green Trail, which kind of goes along the ridge. And then, like I said, the observation deck. I like to go up there and watch sunsets. I'm not a very morning person either. So, so I like to watch the sunsets up there too. And we have other educational programs up there from time to time. So one of my other hats is as a 4-H agent. And so for Cherokee County, for the Alabama 4-H at Auburn University. And so I do some programs up there with kids because it's important to teach them about what's in their very own backyard.
Yeah.
But I would say the Green Trail, hiking the Green Trail and the observation deck would be my two favorite things.
Okay. So is the Green Trail, for someone who maybe is getting started at hiking, is it a hard trail or is it a pretty easy trail to hike?
It's only about 0.7 miles from beginning to end. But the trail where this is, there are rocks and roots. So I would say, stop by the store as you come in, get a map and get some, pointers as to how to go in if you're not familiar with the area. And if you generally take a hiking stick, take one with you. Otherwise, just go slow. They're working on the signage there to make sure, in the trail system, they're working on revegetation of some of the spider trails and things like that, just to make sure that we control erosion. And so just pay attention to those signs, but go slow. And it's beautiful views. The Green Trail offers a lot of beautiful views.
Okay. Are there harder trails then to hike?
So yeah, there are harder trails. There is a trail that goes down to a private lake area. And as you walk down that trail, that is the red trail that goes down to the orange trail, which is next to the lake. Mm-hmm. That borders private hunting club land. So around this time of year, we have our deer hunters out there. So if you did do that one, I would say, carry you a day pack with some water and some snacks, because it is a trudge back up. You go downhill on the way down, but then you got to come back uphill. But I would also say, you know, during this time of year, just make sure you wear some safety orange, you know, just to let the hunters know you're out there and that you're okay. not a deer.
That's important. Yes. So wear orange on the orange trail. Got it.
Wear orange on the orange trail. There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, tell us then a little bit about the Girls Who Hike group that you've started.
Okay, so Girls Who Hike was an international group up until about 2019. About 2019, they disbanded, and the ambassadors for each state organization was essentially given the if they wanted to continue. And I don't know about you, Malia, but when I started looking for groups to hike with, I saw a lot of stuff out in California. I saw a lot of stuff up in Washington State. Or, you know, north in Maine, but there was nothing for us here in Alabama. And the Girls Who Hike Alabama group was fairly active before Monica and I took it over in 2019, but it still wasn't as active as I would have liked to seen it. So when it was given to us, COVID hit after that. So we stopped doing hikes until we were following the state parks, because right. that's where we do all of our hikes. So we were following, you know, what they were doing. And once they opened that back up in the fall of 2020, we started in full force. And we've just been going ever since. We keep adding more people. It is free to join our group and for the most part, free to attend our hikes. But basically, the motto of Girls Who Hike Alabama, we basically want to provide an opportunity for women of all ages, of all backgrounds, and all skill levels, the opportunity to get outdoors, to learn about environmental education and environmental stewardship, which are very important. And we want to be able to increase their skill level. And we're going to do this through, and have been doing this, through responsible and sustainable outdoor adventure and environmental education programs. So that's kind of what sets us apart between us and just your average, you know, bunch of friends getting together to go hike. Yeah. We are heavy in environmental education and those skill building because, you know, we know that these folks probably won't be with us forever. They may just need a little nudge to get outside, but we want them to do it in a responsible manner and know leave no trace standards and know how to keep themselves safe so that when they go forth and spread that knowledge and spread the joy, you know, or spread their expertise, that they're doing it in a correct way. That's what we strive to do.
Yeah, I love that because we've talked about leave no trace principles before. And we're actually working on an episode about leave no trace, but we had partnered with them after 2020 because we'd found that while it was great that people were getting outside when they were quarantined, you know, getting outdoors and everything, is that a lot of people really weren't educated about what to really do once they were out there. So it became even more important to kind of educate those people. So I love that your group is doing that and not just like, hey, you know, this is great to get exercise, but you know, we also have to be good stewards of the land that we've been given to. So.
And that's what we're seeing too, Malia. We're seeing a lot of, you know, folks that want to get out, but they may have never done this before. And it's not that they're being malicious or they don't want to follow these principles. They just don't know. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in you can teach people the rules, but if you let them know why the rules are there, they're more likely to follow those rules and pass those along. So,
yeah. That's important too, is the kind of the why. I guess we never grow out of that as kids, you know, when our parents tell us not to do something, but why? You know, like we want to know, well, why do you not do that?
Exactly.
I'm sure you've dealt with that quite a bit with your boys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Exactly.
So have you had the opportunity then to lead a hike and to teach the Girls Who Hike group at Cherokee Rock Village?
Yeah, we actually have had a couple of hikes up at Cherokee Rock Village. One of the most recent we had back in December, and it was a cold, chilly night, but it was during the full moon, and it was actually during the solstice, the winter solstice. So what we did was we started with a gathering. There's a pavilion up there with a really good place to use the restroom, and you know, when people travel, that's one of the first things they need to do when they get there. But we met up there. We did go over Leave No Trace standards really quickly, just what to expect, you know, safety things. Everybody had headlamps, but we started out before sunset. And the way that the ridge runs up at Cherokee Rock Village, you're able to see Watts Lake. You can see the lights from the Leesburg area all the way to Gadsden. You can actually look north to Rome, Georgia. Wow. But the sun was setting as we were walking, so we were able to, you know, follow along and see the sunset. And along the way, of course, we did talk about there's some graffiti, and there's some, you know, people leave trash. So we were able to pick up trash as we went, but we were also able to talk about, you know, those Leave No Trace, because our beautiful, you know, sandstone and limestone rocks were defaced by so-and-so loves so-and-so, you know, and so we talked about how hard that is to actually get it off the rocks, and the people who take it off for us, they actually volunteer to do that, and they use what's called elephant snot, and so it actually degrades, that's what it's called, but it actually degrades the rock, and so before the Cherokee County Park Board took over the park, locals and not so locals would go up and, you know, with their can of spray paint, and it became a party spot, you know, and things like that. And so we did talk about that, and the fact that now that the Cherokee County Park Board, and since they've had it, we've been able to cut down on a lot of that. But yeah, so and afterwards we had a campfire, and we talked about some of the Cherokee folklore as it pertains to stars. And don't ask me to say any of that, because I don't remember the story. but we sat around the campfire and we told some little campfire stories about that, and roasted some marshmallows, and then we put out our campfire like you're supposed to do when you're completely done. And my husband had made the campfire for us, because, you know, what kind of Girls Who Hike Alabama independent group would we be if my husband didn't help us do the campfire. he did that while we hiked, so I wouldn't have to do that. And he stayed there with it while we hiked, so it would be and that's responsible. So when we were done, it was really hot, and we had to make sure we stirred it a couple of times and dumped some more water on it. And but it was a you know, those are just some things you don't think about, you know, that and making sure that you leave the site better when you're done. So we did that and made sure before we left.
Yeah, because the park used to be free to go to, and now there's a small admission fee, correct?
Mm-hmm. It is $7 per car. Okay. It's $18 for camping. If you want to do an annual pass, it's only $45. Okay. So that's a really, you know, for your car camping is $18 if you're coming in by car. It's more for, you know, passenger vans and all of that. And we do have commercial permits too. If someone wanted to come in, like our photographers or, you know, local outfitters to do events where they charge, there is a commercial fee as well.
Okay. That's cool. So how would someone be able to participate in the Girls Who Hike group? Tell us how we can get involved in this.
So Girls Who Hike Alabama is for women over the age of 18. So we do want adults only. and we are online. We do have a Facebook group called Girls Who Hike Alabama. We are on Instagram as well, and that is at Girls Who Hike Alabama. Mm-hmm. And we do have a forward-facing Facebook group, so we put that up. That is just for the public to see what we're doing. But we don't post our hikes, our events, on the public page or on Instagram. And the reason why is just for safety measures. But we will post pictures of things we've done afterwards on there to let everybody know what we're doing.
Great. That's awesome.
So yeah, if you want to participate in any of our events, ask to join the group and make sure to answer all the questions, because there are some screening questions. And there's an events tab on our Girls Who Hike Alabama Facebook group. And if you go to that events tab, you can see all the events that we have planned, and make sure to read the what to expect section, so you know what kind of hike it is, because some hikes are for beginners and some are for, you know, more advanced hikers. And we sometimes allow husbands and sometimes allow kids. And so that is really up to the hike leader, and they'll post that information there.
Okay, cool. Well, this is so awesome. I'm so excited to go see a sunset at Cherokee Rock Village and go on a hike with Girls Who Hike. I'm putting that on my list as well. So thank you so much for being with me today. Can you tell us where to find Cherokee Rock Village on social media?
Yes. So we do have a Cherokee Rock Village Facebook page, and they have a new website. So if you would like to go visit the website and see all the fun things that they offer and the prices and how to reserve your site and all of that, it is at www.cherokeerockvillage.com.
Okay. Cool. All right. So now you know how to look up Girls Who Hike Alabama, Cherokee Rock Village. So make sure to give each one of those a follow and a like. And also, don't forget to follow Visit North Alabama on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, LinkedIn, Pinterest, all of them, like I say every week. And thank you so much for joining us. And we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama's unexpected adventures. This has been another episode of the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Malia Hames and produced by Relic.